Susie Chang is a New England-based freelance writer and the Boston Globe's cookbook reviewer. She has written about roasting fish for Kitchen Window Online and joins me today from her home in Leverett, Massachusetts. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Susie, I followed your recipe last night for roasting fish, searing it first in a pan. I used salmon. Can you tell me why it was so delicious?
I think it has to do with the searing it first and then putting it in the oven, because salmon is an oily fish and it self-bastes in the oven, and it gives it a really good golden brown crust when you sear it in the pan. And then when you put it in the oven, it kind of gently cooks it, so it just comes to that perfect point where it's moist but not rare in the middle, not too rare in the middle, and it's even throughout, which is really hard to do with salmon if you're just frying it in a pan.
It really was extraordinarily good. We were just sort of ready to lick the plate.
Great.
You say that it's harder to overcook fish roasting it. Why is that?
I don't have a technical explanation, but I believe it's because the air in the oven just cooks the fish more gently. When you put a fish fillet onto a hot pan, the surface of the pan gets up to 700 or 800 degrees, so you'll get a really well-cooked out exterior, but sometimes it can be practically rare on the inside, and you can even burn the exterior of the fish. But if you put it in the oven, somehow the hot air circulating around the fish seems to cook the exterior and the interior evenly at a steady but thorough pace, and you can really go a minute over, a minute under, and you will still have a really delicious tasting fish. It's just a much more forgiving technique.
In your piece for Kitchen Window Online, you talk about three ways to roast fish. Can you go over those?
Okay, well, the first way is what we've been talking about, the pan roasting, where you sear it in the pan and then finish it in the oven. And that's a wonderful way to do it if you are using a thick fillet of fish, especially if it's an oily fish like salmon or Arctic char. And then the second way is to roast the whole fish over a bed of vegetables, also totally effortless. You just season the fish. You can season it with salt and pepper. You can go as minimalist as that, or you can put other spices on if you like, and then just put a few vegetables underneath to give it some aroma and have a little something to serve it with. And slide it in the oven, and 20 minutes later, depending on how thick the fish is, it's done, and it's delicious, and it has that wonderful vegetable flavor from the bed that you roasted it on. And then the third one is really, really fun, which is roasting the whole fish packed in salt. And it feels a little bit strange to do it at first because you're using so much salt. You're using like a third of a box of kosher salt, and you mix it with egg whites. And you really get in there with your hands and play with it like you're at the beach and you're playing with the sand. and you pack that sand-like salt all around the fish. And when you put it in the oven, this miracle occurs. The salt just dries out and forms this incredible hard crust. And when you take it out, you just smack it with a spoon, and it cracks. It falls into pieces before your eyes. It's really, really fun. And something about roasting it in salt imparts this sweetness to the fish. I don't know why. Maybe it's because the salt doesn't seep out of the fish, but it just gives it this tenderness and this sweetness that you can't get any other way.
And it's not salty.
And it's not salty, no. All you taste is the sweetness, almost a nutty quality to it.
And it seals the moisture into the fish,
too. It seals the moisture in, exactly.
I have cooked a whole fish in salt, but I had not roasted fish these other ways. Mm-hmm. Why do we hear about roasting fish so rarely?
You know, I have not been able to figure that out. I think it's becoming a bit more of a trend lately. I think that the traditional ways to cook fish were baking and poaching and sautéing, but I think people just shied away from the idea of using really high heat in an oven on the fish. I don't know why that is when it works so beautifully.
Well, it does seem like it's awfully delicate to blast with heat.
It does seem like that, and you would think that you would in some way either dry out the fish or it would the texture of the fish would be impaired, but it doesn't turn out that way. It's really astonishingly delicate.
How did you get interested in doing fish this way?
Well, I was one of those people who is always really intimidated by fish, and I think it's just because fish is so perishable, you have to use it quickly, and you have to do it on the spot. I always felt like there was really no room for mistakes, and so I really avoided making fish. But as I mentioned in the article, I had this wonderful monkfish when I was young, and I cooked it very rarely because it was so expensive, but it was a pan-roasted monkfish, and I never forgot the way that tasted. And in recent years, I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if I could do that with other kinds of fish? And so I only really started experimenting with it this year, and I realized just how easy it was and just how delicious.
Well, a lot of readers agree with you because we've had a lot of email. People tried it and love it and have thanked you.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, Susie, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Bonnie.